The Gospel Lesson from Matthew. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the sea, saying, "But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and they said, 'It's a ghost!' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.' Peter answered him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' He said, 'Come.' So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink, and he cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, 'You of little faith, why did you doubt?' When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
Sometimes I can't sleep. I toss and turn, and my mind won't turn off. I'm consumed by fears and worries, things I need to take care of, things I can clearly do nothing about at 3 a.m. And I think this has gotten worse since I have teenagers. But I have a secret trick that often works for me. If I simply cannot turn my mind off, I go to the couch and I turn on HGTV. That's right. Home and garden television is where it's at. And here's why. The shows on HGTV are interesting enough to refocus my anxious thoughts, but not so stimulating that they make me want to stay awake to see the ending, because we already know the ending. Right? The big reveal happens, the renovation is gorgeous, and the people exclaim, "Wow, this is beautiful. It's more than I could have imagined." I mean, I've never seen an episode where the revelation ends and the people are yelling, "I hate it, redo it." It's not going to happen. And when we know the ending, we can rest a little easier. Peter and the disciples didn't know the ending. In fact, they didn't even know who that was out there on the water. They screamed in fear, thinking it was a ghost. I try to imagine what it would have been like to be one of the disciples. I mean, that must have been a wild ride. Here is this man dragging them around the countryside, speaking in riddles, healing people, feeding thousands, and now he sends them out onto the sea by themselves. The turbulent sea that in literature can often represent forces of chaos and our deepest anxieties. They were alone out there on the boat, and they were in trouble. But here comes Jesus, walking on water. In ancient times, only deities had the power to do that. And the disciples were stunned. They were still trying to figure out, who is this man? Jesus calls out, "It's me. don't be afraid. It turns out they weren't alone after all. The very presence of the Almighty God was right there with them. They just hadn't put all the pieces together yet. And Peter must have been swept up in all this action because he somehow knew that if that was Jesus out there, Jesus could help him walk on water too. And he was right. You see, this isn't just a story about who Jesus is. This is a story about what the presence of Jesus can empower regular human beings to do. Peter stepped out of the boat and he walked on water. Peter, bold, adventurous, empowered, and now he's sinking in the water. He's going down. He looked around and he saw the tall waves and the strong winds. Jesus asks him, "Why did you doubt?" And this question has always sort of bothered me. Of course he doubted. But I learned that the word doubt here is actually translated to be of a divided mind. Peter had a lot of faith and too little faith all at the same time. He had both trust and doubt, courage and anxiety. He looked at God and he looked at the storm. But isn't this what it means to be a disciple? Isn't faith having the courage to take the next step and see what will happen? And perhaps Peter knew enough about Jesus to know at this time that if he did start to sink, Jesus would rescue him. He cried out, as any of us would, "Lord, save me!" And the story says, immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Because this is who Jesus is. Jesus saves. Jesus rescues. Peter is beginning to realize that this person, this presence of God, not only has the power to calm the raging storm, but also loves and empowers and rescues his people. And when Jesus climbs out of the boat with Peter and joins the rest of the disciples, the wind stops. Not because Jesus commanded it, but because his very presence in the boat brought peace in the midst of the storm. After this encounter, the disciples have a long road ahead with Jesus that includes suffering, brokenness, and confusion. But in this moment, they are transformed, and they can't help themselves. They worship him, they call him the Son of God, and they are filled with hope. And one day, when they hear him say these words, "Remember, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age," they will believe him. Jesus called to Peter, "Come," and Jesus calls to you and to me, "Come." Just as God asked the prophet Isaiah, "Who will go and bring justice and holiness back to this unjust world?" Will we proclaim as Isaiah did, "Here am I, send me"? Will we step out of the boat like Peter? What does that look like for you to put your foot out on the water? Maybe it's a first step. Maybe it's the next step. Maybe it's a big step. Maybe it's scary or could cost you something. I think this is different for each of us, as we are seeking to follow Jesus and discern what he is asking of us. And whatever it is, it will take a certain amount of faith. What does it mean for our church? I'm thankful our pastor, Ryan Price, has led us boldly into some deep waters in recent years. As a church, we are calling out some injustices in the world, and we are working to make change. We are a church that are willing to acknowledge our doubts, our mistakes, our stagnation, and asking God to transform us. But this is tough work, and we have experienced some painful losses along the way. And we will continue to encounter the wind and the waves. We must remember that stepping out of the boat isn't easy. For some, putting their foot out onto the water might take everything they have. And just like Peter, when we take that step, our fear and our anxieties don't just vanish. For some people, stepping out of the boat might be a really long process. And sometimes the rescue might not look like what we want. The suffering in the world doesn't make sense to us. And when faced with the immense and the continuous pain many experience, we might be tempted to throw it all out and say, God, who? But if we can remember the promise from 1 Corinthians, right now we see in a mirror only dimly, only partially, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, as I have always been fully known. The wind will often be against us, and we might start to sink. But no matter what happens, there is Jesus walking toward you. There is Jesus under your foot, holding you up. Today is Promotion Sunday at Broadway, a day that our children, from babies all the way up to 12th graders, promote to their new Sunday school classes. It's also a time where families are getting ready to send their kids back to school. It's a time of celebration. But in the midst of this celebration, there does exist some uneasiness as we weekly call out to our kids, have a good day, be safe. Because we know the state of things. The gun violence in our communities is a health crisis. We're worried that our LGBTQ loved ones won't be protected. We want our kids to learn empathy and critical thinking skills and to be challenged to make the world a better place. And we want to support our under-resourced teachers who are boldly teaching our kids these things. We want our kids to be encouraged to learn how to balance achievement and hard work alongside joy and play and peace. We have a long list of fears. They might even keep us up at night. But this is all the more reason we have to step out. Step into the chaos and insist on solutions that can calm the storm. When I think about the other disciples in the boat, the ones that sat there paralyzed while Peter had all the excitement, I'm tempted to call them bystanders, and maybe they were. But I can't be too hard on them, because I think in this story, that's where I would have sat. In the back of the boat, clinging to the side, judging Peter for how crazy he always acts. But I don't want to be that person. I want to be bolder, less hesitant, a follower of Jesus who acts when called upon. I want to participate, take risks, because I think my faith and your faith matters. Our choices, our actions matter to the work that Jesus is already doing right around us. And if we take that step and walk toward Jesus, miraculous things can happen. Things we didn't think were possible. One of my favorite scriptures is from Ephesians, where Paul writes, "Now to God, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. To this God be the glory." After Peter's risky move out there on the water, he goes on to live a life where he accomplishes more than he could have ever imagined. And by the power of this same Spirit at work within us, what are the limits to what we can accomplish? No, the disciples didn't know the ending of this story, but we know the ending. Peter had faith, and he had doubt, and when he was sinking, he cried out, "Lord, save me," and he was saved. And so are we. We are already rescued. There isn't one thing that you or I need to do in this very moment to earn the saving work of God in our lives. God's presence is promised and God is already here. Even in times of doubt, our faith prompts us to dare to believe that God is in the boat with us. And this promise of being cared for, of not being alone, it gives us the strength to move forward. And in the very end, we will have been transformed. And we will know fully, as we have always been fully known. For each new school year, we choose a focus for the year. This year, we are asking our kids and each other to step out in faith and to answer God's call with the words from Isaiah, "Here am I, send me." We gave them this keychain of a shoe, and we'll put these on our backpacks as a reminder that God calls us to step out, to get involved, to be a source of healing. These kids, your kids, they are my inspiration. They often show me strength and power and passion for inclusion and justice and faith that I didn't know was possible. They remind me to hope. They remind me to look to Jesus to write the future. Jesus has called us to come. God has asked us, "Who can I send?" And this is a question we must answer every day. But the truth is, we can't even imagine the abundance God can create through us. Jesus promises that he is with us, that healing awaits us, that one day there will be no more tears, and that love will remain. It's enough to make us proclaim, "Wow, this is beautiful. It's more than I could have imagined." Friends, we know the ending. We are already rescued. So let's step out of the boat. Amen.